We are joined right now by a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is a TNT sideline reporter. He is host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. He is the pride of Fresno. He is a friend of the program. He is Chris Haynes. Chris, my man, what's going on? How are you?
Man, I'm doing all right, bro. Thanks for having me, bro.
Good to have you. Listen, before we get into last night and the return of basketball, I want to rephrase that first question. Exactly how are you doing and how is life in the bubble right about now for you?
So I've been, Rome, I've been here a little over a month now. I got here June 29th. I was like one of two media members allowed in the bubble early before anybody got here. So I've kind of seen how things have changed over time, and, you know, I see how I was used as a guinea pig to create barriers and borders because I had free rein to roam the campus when I was here. And so I was, you know, eating at the same restaurants as the players, walking the same pathways and jog trails as the players. And then when the rest of the media was cleared to be here about 2 weeks ago, then they put barriers around where we can't intermingle with the players. Which is okay, that's fine. But, you know, it's different, man. It's a new norm. You get tested every day. You got to go do your thermometer reading and your oximeter reading, all that before you even leave the room. You know, it's real strict. You know? But I think if you look at the testing over the last 2 weeks, zero positive tests. So I guess they know what they're doing.
Yeah, right? Like, it's working. So it might be kind of a pain, and it might be the new norm, but it's actually working. You know, so when you lay it out like that, Chris, and what you have to go through just day to day to do your job, how good was it to actually do your job? How did it feel to be back covering a meaningful NBA game last night?
Yeah, it was surreal. It was surreal. You know, I'm blessed and fortunate. You know, the times we're in with, you know, social unrest and, you know, being a black man, being able to cover the first game ever in the restart, you know, for the Pels Jazz game. And it was just unreal. Like, as soon as I finished that game, Rome, I walked down the hill to watch the Lakers and Clippers. And then when I walk in, I'm walking past Damian Lillard, C.J. McCollum, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook. Like, they're all sitting there watching the game. Like, that's just an experience that's just unheard of. You can't make that up. The only thing I can relate it to as far as just the setup and how things are is like the AAU tournament. And that, when players are going to other games, you just never see that. So it's a surreal experience.
I was going to say, dude, that's like some AAU bleep, but with the world's best players instead. And not some young guys. I mean, that's a different setup. You talked about the Pelicans and the Jazz. Before that game, Chris, members of both teams and the officials all knelt during the national anthem. What was the moment like in the arena?
It's something that I'll remember forever, man. It was, I'm not trying to get too deep and passionate, but, you know, we knew this was coming, and to be there covering that event, just seeing people from all walks of life, black, white, just kneeling in solidarity. And I would imagine, Rome, that, you know, some of those folks who did kneel, like, they probably don't agree this the best method of peacefully protesting, but they did it because they wanted to show the players that they cared. You know, there's a lot of players are still wrestling with if they should do this or not. And, you know, to each his own, you know, but everybody knew. And it was a unique experience, man. It's something, Jim, I think later down the road I could be able to just express what I saw in words a little bit better. But it's something that, you know, we've never experienced before.
It sounds to me like it was a really significant moment, and it's still sinking in. Let me ask you this, Chris. Chris Haynes, my guest, before we move on. You did speak with J.J. Redick after the game about the protest before the game and the message behind it. What did you take away from what he said?
Yeah, J.J. has been one of those guys who's been he's been an ally for, you know, his black teammates and counterparts for a minute, man. He gets it. Like, he understands the, like, what a lot of black people face, and you know, he's been around them. He's been around us for a long time, so I'm pretty sure he's seen a few things. But, you know, I asked him about, you know, Donald Trump's tweet last week saying that, you know, he's glad live sports is on his way back, but the minute somebody kneels, the game is over for me. So I asked him about that because, you know, a lot of people have a problem with players voicing their opinions on, you know, the social unrest, the social climate, and you know, people, you know, say they're turned off by the sport because of that. And so I asked J.J. Redick about, you know, what Trump said, and he said, look, first of all, I don't think anybody in the NBA cares if Trump watches basketball. And he went on to say that, yeah, I wrote this morning, he went on to say that, you know, there's very important issues that need to be talked about and discussed. And if, quite frankly, you don't see it for yourself, then you don't need to be fans of us, period. And that was very candid because, you know, the league doesn't want to lose followers. Nobody wants to lose followers. Nobody wants to be alienating a certain base. But, you know, JJ is just, you know, I think the way him speaking so candidly about it, you can tell there's a level of frustration with him. Like people still don't get it. Like, people still are trying to equate them kneeling during the anthem as disrespecting flags of troops. And so to hear this coming, you know, from a white player at that, it's, you know, something that's refreshing to the players because they know, like, damn, like, we're being heard. Somebody that doesn't look like us understands us. And, you know, he definitely made a point at that when he's had those remarks towards Trump.
We are talking to Chris Haynes. Chris, let me ask you, and I appreciate your thoughts on that. I'm glad you shared that. You had a great piece earlier this week about LeBron and the fact that LeBron is actually the loudest voice in the arena, even when he's playing when he's not playing in a scrimmage. Like, what do you make of all of his talking, and what does that tell you about where LeBron is mentally and physically right now?
Well, I think, Jim, I think it's normal. I think that's just the interactions that they have, and we just don't get to hear that because, you know, the fans, you know, the arenas are packed with fans. And so it was just cool to see his interactions with players, with the other team. And not just an interaction, you know, him calling out players, cussing out certain players, you know, going at the refs. You know, you just don't really know what he's saying. And so it was cool. That's why I said I don't know. Like, I still haven't watched any of the games on TV. So I don't know what the viewers at home are being are able to listen to, but we're right there, and it's an empty arena. And I'll say this: so when I wrote that about LeBron, I was doing a scrimmage, and they weren't using those virtual fake fan noises. They were using that yesterday, and so that was kind of drowning out a lot of things, and it wasn't as empty as it was during the scrimmages. And the funny thing is that, you know, I think that's for TV use only because the players aren't reacting at all to those fan noises. Like, if they're going on a 6-8 run, those fan noises are coming on. Players aren't, like, getting pumped up. Like, it's like they don't even hear it. And that's the difference that I see with fans not being here because, you know, players, they react to the fans. They're getting – you can tell their juices are getting even more filled with adrenaline. When fans are cheering them on. But, you know, that's pretty much the difference. And, you know, it's a unique experience just being able to hear these players up and close and personal.
All right, so they react to the fans or the fact that the fans aren't there. Before I let you go, I want to get your reaction to something. You had a chance to check out the NBA's barbershop. You look sharp, except Damian Lillard jumped into the comments and wrote the following quote. Got that good old-fashioned spray paint deluxe, end quote. I mean, damn. How did it feel when you saw that?
You know what, Rome? I think you invited me on the show just to ask me that question.
Nah. I mean, I wasn't going to ask you that question, but that's not why I invited you on. You know that.
Hey, I respect that, Rome. That's true journalism right there. I respect that, Rome. I'm telling you, man. Fake news, Rome. Fake news. I don't know what Dave was doing. You know, maybe there was a little enhancement used. I can't lie. That, you know, look, bro, when you see it, all these photos. I don't know if you got an Instagram wrong, but you know they know how to enhance some photos.
Oh yeah, man, I know.
So, they know how to have some fun. So hey,
filters.
Excuse me, pardon me for getting the enhancements that some of these players be getting that fans don't know about. So excuse me for exposing the truth. So Dame, you know, he wanted to call me out. I'll take that. I was looking fresh, and Jim, I haven't had a at that time. I didn't care what the barber did. I didn't have a haircut in about a month and a half. So I told that barber, do what you had to do. So that was the end of the result. But that's not typical Dame.
My man, you got nothing to apologize for. I got you. You got nothing to apologize for, man. We all have to do what we all have to do. I got you.
Man.
And you know that's not the reason I got you on, but
you know, man.
I'm playing with you, and you know I was going to ask you about that. He is the great senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. You can also see him on the sideline for TNT. He is the host of Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. Never, ever forget, he represents Central Cali. He is the pride of Fresno. My man, good to hear your voice, Chris. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Rome, as always, man. Thanks for having me. You take care, bro.
You too, man. Be safe. Be good. You look sharp, bro.